Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 1-888-BET. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening. Welcome to the Radio City Legends with 1-888-BET. I'm Steve Hothersall. It is, of course, match night. If you're heading to Goodison Park this evening, travel safe. And let's hope you have a brilliant night there for the Europa League action. Right, Sharpie isn't there. He's abroad. Never mind. We got Ozzy in instead. Evening to you, Ozzy.
Good evening.
Nice, you got Ozzy and Ozzy.
Ozzy and Ozzy, the two yeah, Ozzys.
Yeah, that's it,
man. John's nickname as a young boy.
Was in Carson here.
Yeah. How are you, Aldo?
All right, mate, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Okay.
I just want to start quickly before we get to our teams in full on this this story that's broken today about a possible game on Christmas Eve. So Liverpool played on New Year's Eve last year. 5:30 kickoff.
Crazy.
Caused a lot of upset, didn't it? People were angry about it. So the news breaking today is the Arsenal-Liverpool game could actually be put on Christmas Eve now at 4 p.m. to suit Sky TV. Is this a bad thing or not?
Well, it done us no harm on New Year's Eve last year. We won 1-0 against City and we played very well. I don't know. You can look on both sides of the fence, can't you, really? Is it, as a player, I'd think, well, yeah, you'll have Christmas Day off.
Would Liverpool's Boxing Day fixture still be?
That would be moved to the day after.
Yeah, back. Yeah. I'd probably prefer that as a player. You'd get your game, because you know you're playing over the Christmas period, you get your game sorted. Christmas you probably have at home with your family, you're not preparing for a game.
Absolutely.
Boxing Day. And for, as a player, certainly, I think...
So what you're saying is the players come before the fans?
No, but if the fans are obviously... It depends if it's a, I think it's a public holiday, isn't it?
It's a Sunday.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Because Sky wants Super Sunday.
I think if you split it across the board and ask the fans, I think it'd become probably 50-50.
As long as Santa's done all his preparation beforehand,
and he's
good to go, then you know, everyone can go watch the match.
Yeah. No, it is. It's one of those that there'd be arguments on both sides of the fence. But I don't think it'd be such a bad thing. I thought last year was a bit crazy with New Year's Eve and, you know, the preparations, what it's like on New Year's Eve. Mm. So near to midnight, 5:30 kickoff. But it went okay in the end. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, to be quite honest.
Of course, many years ago, they used to play on Christmas Day, didn't they? I think that was stopped at the end of the 50s.
Was that,
did
your era, John, was it?
Yeah, I thought
you
remember that
one.
You were aware of that one, weren't you? That's right. Right till 1958. Yeah, wow. They used to play on Christmas Day, and then that got all canned.
What was the attendance like, Steve?
Very big, because I've researched this before, and apparently the reason was everyone could get there on the public transport. They put the public transport on to make sure all the grounds were packed out. But anyway, you wouldn't be bothered if you were playing. But what about if you're a fan in London and... kickoff's 4 p.m, but there's a problem with a train. A train breaks down.
That's problematic.
What happens if you can't get back for Christmas morning?
Well, Liverpool, when we're saying Liverpool, obviously globally, we got so many fans, and I do corporate stuff. You know, they come from you know, worldwide to watch Liverpool play. So you take a lot of people out of the equation that wouldn't be able to get across. There'd be more tickets available for the local people, perhaps. I don't know.
Wait and see if it comes to fruition. It's obviously what Sky Sports wants. Massive game tonight for Everton. Particularly massive game for Everton, given what happened in the first Europa League fixture, which you covered for the television, didn't you, Ozzy?
Yeah, it wasn't ideal start. You know, to go there and to have got a point wouldn't have been the end of the world. Mm. But, you know, not only the defeat, but the manner of the defeat was, you know, disappointing. You know, but now's an occasion to turn it around, starting to pick up points in the Europa League. And it's a must-win game tonight, really. You know, going into the next two fixtures against Lyon, home and away, you know, this one's got to be 3 points.
Does it linger with you, the manager of a defeat? You know, when you play an awful game, do you remember that? Does it come around?
You want to play as soon as possible, don't you? If you have a bad defeat, you want to play two days, 3 days afterwards to get out of your system, because it's a horrible feeling.
Or play in the same competition again.
Yeah, I mean, you want to play. Yeah, as you said, you want to play as soon as you can. But you know, if that competition comes 2 or 3 weeks later, you're aware of it. You know how poorly you performed in the last round, and you know you're determined to put it right as soon as you can in the competition.
Well, you're owed to the fans more than anyone. You know, especially a lot of fans went out there to watch him play, and it was so disappointed that what I was doing in Portugal. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. You know, they were 4 and 1, second best. And as a fan, making the effort to get over there and paying what they did, they must have been really upset.
Could you put your finger on it on the night? Did you understand why they were so bad?
Well, it was in the midst of a poor week, really, wasn't it? You know, losing to Spurs at the weekend before and United at the weekend after. And, you know, certainly a bad run of form. Trying to figure out, I think, at the time, Ronald Koeman, trying to figure out how all his pieces fit into the team. Trying to get all of his best players in the team at the same time. And, you know, I think over the last week or 10 days, he may have realised that he can't get them all at the same time. And it's about finding the right people for the right job. So I do think that as a team, we've moved on since then.
Interesting to know your perspective on Umar Niasse as well. Obviously, a player who can't be named in the Europa League side. But he's a player who's on form in front of goal at the moment, isn't he? Let's face it, have Everton got many players on form in front of goal at the moment?
Well, obviously not. You know, Wayne's scored a couple. Calvert-Lewin does look lively up front, but he's a young man. So, you know, when you're losing 26 goals in the league that Lukaku's gone, you need to get goals from anywhere but you can. And if Umar Niasse is going to come in and find a way of putting the back of, into the back of the net, you know, I'll be happy if they hit him on the back of the head or into hit him on the hip, as long as they go in the goal. And if he's able to do that at the minute, then he should be in the team.
I mean, obviously, Ronald Koeman didn't put him in the squad, but 4 weeks ago, no one probably would have put him in the squad, would they, John?
No, I mean, yeah, to be fair, we were talking about him early on to see myself and Sharpie. We were having a little bit of a laugh at one or two things. But yeah, you can't, I don't think you blame the manager. You know, I don't think the fans would have put him into the squad. No, but then he comes on a sub and he scores 2 goals and all of a sudden you go, what's happened there? You know?
When he first came over, he didn't look up to scratch. He didn't look like the type of player that would be able to perform in the Premier League. He looked miles off it, but, you know, you don't know what he's doing. He seems to have got his head down in the last 18 months. He's gone to Hull. He's had a taste of it. He scored goals. He's realised the level of the football. Mm. He's come back. He's now found himself on the periphery in the team, scoring goals. And to be fair to him, he's done everything that you would have asked. He's stuck with it. He's not moaned. He's not whinged. And the thing I like the most is when he came on and when he scored the goals at the weekend, he didn't get his head down like some players do and sort of turn to the manager and, you know, grumpily say, there you go. He celebrated because he was part of the team, he was part of the club, and he celebrated with the fans and with the players. And I just loved that about him at the end of that game.
Yeah, we were talking about money and confidence. We know how massive it is in football. You know, the lads had no confidence, and, you know, as an Everton player, all of a sudden, 2 goals, you know, it makes a massive difference. You know, all of a sudden the goals look bigger, the goalkeeper looks smaller, whereas before, and, you know, it's in your head, you know, you've got a lot of weight carrying on your shoulders. And he might have got rid of that, and he might be able to express himself a little bit more
when
on the pitch.
When he first came over, that ball must have looked tiny then.
A tennis ball.
Right, what are you expecting in the team selection before we get to our first caller? What are you thinking tonight, Ozzy?
I'd expect Calvert-Lewin to come in and play up front and lead the line. Rooney, Sigurdsson, yeah, probably ought to be in the team. And he's had a tendency to try and give Luckman a game in Europe as well, and, you know, maybe he'll figure as well tonight.
A couple of defensive concerns as well. There's no Keane, is there? Jagielka's missing.
No, it's a real opportunity for Holgate. He's going to have a game or two in his preferred position of centre half. You know, and he's now selected in the under 21 squads. He's done great, so it's a good test for him. And maybe even John Joe Kenny will come in after a good cameo at the weekend and really have a good run in the team before, you know, Seamus gets back to fitness.
We'll give you that team news as soon as possible. 8:05 is the kick-off. Everton against Apoel Limassol. They've had 2,000 fans in the city enjoying themselves today on Matthew Street. Right, let's get to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 188-BET. And we're kicking it off on Liverpool with Kev. Evening to you, Kev.
Hey, good evening, gents. How are you doing?
Hello, yeah, Kev.
Good, thanks.
All right, just 2 points. First point, the goalkeeping situation. Now, I know it looks like Klopp's got, you know, Mignolet for the Premiership, he's got Claudius for the Champions League, and he's got Ward for the Cups. I'm sorry, but neither Mignolet nor Claudius have filled me with confidence this season. And going on what Ward has done, talking to Aberdeen fans up there, when he went up there, they loved him. They were in the top 2-3 of the league. The Huddersfield Town, yes, last season, he was their number one keeper. He was instrumental in getting them promoted. Danny Ward is too good enough just to play in the League Cup and the FA Cup. He deserves his shout because, as I said, the other two have done nothing for my confidence. You know, I know Mignolet saved the pen against Leicester, but he caused it. Why didn't he go for the ball with his hands in the area? It wasn't outside the area, it was inside the area. And he got caught dallying the ball in the first half and nearly scored from it. The pair of them, they just don't give me any confidence at the back. Our defence is really poor at the moment. And I think the situation swapping and changing the keepers doesn't help. But I would love to see Danny Ward. Right, Danny, you've got 10 games now. This is yours. Go for it. Because I think he's too good enough just to be a number three in our club.
Well, I think, Kev, I agree with where Carrick's concerned. I've seen enough of him now from personal point of view to say, well, he's our number three keeper. Doesn't fill me with confidence, certainly. I don't think he fills the back forward confidence. The wall the other night just summed up. The wall was wrong. You know, the smallest man was on the end of the wall. It wasn't lined up right. The ball is a good strike. It's gone in the middle of the goal. Mignolet saves that. Ward saves that. For me, you know, you can't. I'm right behind the manager, but you can't say, well, you know, a keeper for each cup. You play your strongest keeper all the time. Okay, you might have a little change in a cup competition if you're not playing the top team and give someone like Danny Ward a little go in case something happens, you know, down the line. I'm all for that. But no, I think it's a little bit bizarre.
Does it feel like Klopp is trying to force a reason for Karius to be the keeper?
People say that. Yeah. Hey, by the way, it was only 4.5 million. You know, at the end of the day, you can write 4.5 million. You know, Markovic was 24 million. That's hard to write off. But 4.5 million, you can write that off straight away. You know, it hasn't worked. You know, you'll get the money back from him from a German club. But for me, he keeps becoming trying to prove him. It's simply not happening. So put him on the back burner, whatever. He's had four or five opportunities. No, I think now after watching the other night, even the second shot in the second half that they had on target, I'm not sure whether he punched that out. I don't know. I might be nitpicking. All right, he saved it, but it was straight at him. But he just doesn't fill me with confidence neither.
No, that second shot, I was like, that catch it. As soon as he hit it, we'd catch it. But, you know, we're going about... And the second point, I'll be short, it's this Arsenal-Liverpool thing Christmas Eve. Like, the rumours that they want to turn out. Do you know what? Like, I know they say, OK, the clubs take the money, so they've got to say, you kick off there. 4 o'clock on a Christmas Eve is a no-no. And if Liverpool want to turn around and say, look, we're not going to take the points, I'd back them up 100%.
Okay, Kev, I'll get you out the house and a few bevvies in the pub. Come on, mate. Think about the bright side of it, you know.
Yeah, but by the time you get back from London, you got to make your own way, haven't you?
If you go to the game, I can see. Nah, mate, I don't know. No, you just, unfortunately, the power of television, you know, they dictate, and you've got to go with it. It might be right, but if it happens, we'll have to just go along with it, mate, I'm afraid.
I know, but Christmas Eve is not right for football, not 4 o'clock. Not 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
If you're at home, it's not bad. If you're away from home, it's not good.
Ozzy seems quite okay with it all.
I am. I mean, as I said, if it was me travelling to a game or working a game, playing a game, I'd rather get it out the way. I'd rather then be able to enjoy the next couple of days Christmas rather than running around afterwards.
You can't because you're playing Boxing Day.
You get a day's respite an extra day, that's not a bad thing.
I think this just means that this country needs a couple of weeks' break around Christmas and New Year. You know what I mean?
I don't think that'll ever happen. Maybe in years to come it could happen. You know, it seems to be the right thing when you look at other countries. They have the break and they come back a little bit refreshed, don't they? There's an argument for that, you have to say, yeah.
And then you turn around and you say, like, you know, okay, you brought off Mane on Tuesday. Okay, he hasn't played. He's only had a week's rest. What's he resting up for?
Don't know. Well, decisions are decisions from managers. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But if we're going to win the game, you know, you've got more chance of winning with Mane on the pitch rather than off the pitch for me. Whether Sturridge comes on or whoever comes on for him.
I just think, like, you know, I don't agree in resting players. I don't agree. You know, only playing 90 minutes. Under 90 minutes on 2 weeks. But if you have that mid-season break, you're having a break there. Everyone has a break.
Well, you rested Coutinho at half-time against Leicester. I mean, I was at their game and, you know, Coutinho, you're dominating the game, bossing the game. He's running it. I was saying how he was just loving being out there. And the next thing, he didn't come out after half-time. And you got punished. Players need to play. Players, I mean, you start the second half, you get 20 minutes into the second half, get the domination again, and then you maybe take him off, but not half-time at 0-0. Just seems strange.
I thought that one. I had to give him, you know, another 20 minutes. But it was vindicated because he played against Leicester on Saturday was our best player. He won the game, you know, free kick. He created a goal. So perhaps Klopp, I'd say he's vindicated, but I would have done the same. I'd have given him a good hour, you know.
Kev, nice one. Thank you very much indeed. Just a further thought on the Christmas schedule. Did either of you ever maybe pick up a booking so you would miss Christmas?
Nope.
Christmas schedule?
No. Do you know players who did that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't Christmas, it was New Year. New Year's Eve that
just,
he did
just
for.
Just New Year's Eve off?
Yeah, not
the full week. Ozzy, could you concur with that? Any players you might have been around? You don't have to name them. Might have just picked up a booking so they could miss it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was outrageous. People were aware of it.
Outrageous behaviour. Right, 6:45. It's Radio City and Radio City Talk. It's the Legends with 188 Bet. Get your calls in, especially if you've never rung us before. 0151 4720 967. 4720 967. And talk to our happy producer, Dave.
Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening. Welcome along to the show. Should have that Everton team news very shortly. We'll deliver it to you as soon as it breaks for the Europa League game tonight. Of course, 8:05 is the kickoff. Have an enjoyable night if you head into Goodison Park. We'll get on to the Blues in just a second. Just to continue the conversation about the wall which Liverpool had when they conceded the other night against Spartak Moscow. Whose responsibility is it to arrange the wall? Why was the smallest man in Mane on the end of the wall?
Well, when I was managing a tram, the coach, like Sheed, I'd say to Sheed, you go round and, you know, make sure they're set for free kicks and corners against. So Kev would do that for me. But I'm looking at the wall, you know, you've got the wall. It was Mane, Sean, Henderson. I'm not sure who was in there. Trent Alexander. Now, we haven't got a great deal of height in the team. But for free kicks in that, we just taught me and Ozzy off air there, when you've got a free kick, like 25 yards central, 20 yards central, you put your centre-halves in. You put the height in there so they can't get it up and over. We've got a small team. You don't put small players in there. So obviously you go with, like, Trent Alexander is quite tall, Henderson, Sean, Matip, Lovren. They've got to be in the wall, Steve. They have to be in the wall to stop it. Manny's on the end of the wall, and it went over Manny's head, and it killed a little into the middle of the goal. Now, everything was wrong for me, whether it's the goalie picks the wall or the manager picks the wall or the coach picks. I don't know. It must come down to the manager.
It all stops with the manager. The manager he should be doing it the day before in training, going through set pieces, getting the team, showing, keeper, are you happy with the wall? I want him in it first. I want him in it. The manager does all that, but it's up to a player in the wall and the keeper to organise it on the day. And the keeper will tell them exactly where he wants. And but usually you wouldn't have a little fella on the outside that can be curled the ball around because it makes it harder for the goalkeeper. You would usually have the smallest on the inside. Because that way, if it does go over him, the keeper's got a chance of getting it too. But again, we were just talking there and the wall didn't jump. And that will be from the manager. The manager will decide if he wants the wall to jump or if he wants the wall not to jump. The manager will decide
really?
That.
They don't just make a split decision themselves.
In teams I've played for, a manager will say, right, I want you to jump as high as you can. Or I want you to jump just a little bit. Or I don't want you to jump.
It's all or no one. You've all got to jump or you're all standing on the floor.
That's obviously been decided, but
I've always thought it was just reactionary. They've looked at the kick.
I have to say, when just before the free kick, the cameras went from behind the goal and I looked at the wall and went, oh no, he only has to hit it in that corner. And I seen the straight away, went, danger there, by the way, which it was a really good connection.
But it wasn't in the corner.
It wasn't in the corner. Listen,
keeper has got to save that.
Fault.
I mean, we've all been in goal. I think I'd have saved that.
Yeah.
You know, Aldo thinks he'd have saved that.
I'm a great goalkeeper, mate. No problem. I'd have caught it.
I've played with Phil Jagielka, and he's a decent goalie. And I'm telling you right now, he would have saved that. And he could probably play centre-half. He could plug all your gaps, couldn't he?
Right, we're going to get to the phone lines. We're going to speak with Bobby next on the Radio City Legends with 188. Evening, Bob.
Good evening.
Just hang on there because we've got the team, so we'll read this out. So Jordan Pickford in goal, Jonjo Kenny, Mason Holgate, Ashley Williams, Leighton Baines. So that's the back five. Gayon Schneiderlin in the midfield. Tom Davis, add him to the 11. Rooney, Sandro and Sigurdsson. Ozzy, what do you make of that? What you expected?
Yeah, decent. Yeah, Sandro. Well, he's gone back to what got us wins last season. I mean, you know, at the start of last season, I didn't quite understand how he was filling the middle of the park with Koeman with three really tough tackling, hard working midfielders, and he sacrificed the number 10. Whereas coming into this season, he's bought a load of number 10s, and that trio of hard working midfielders has sort of been sacrificed at the moment this season. So, you know, I can see him going back to that to dig it and get results, and then give the three at the top more of an opportunity, because them three at the top, Rooney and Sigurdsson in wider areas possibly, you know, they won't have to come back as much with the three tough working behind them, and they can then concentrate more, you know, in breaking the opposition down.
So that's a 4-3-3, yeah?
Yeah, you would expect so. I mean, I think Sigurdsson and Rooney may filter back if under severe pressure, but, you know, the midfield three with them being as, you know, as tough as they are, and with them being ball winners and passers, you know, they'll be able to deal with that and leave, you know, the trio high up.
Right, here's the subs just before we get to Bobby. Thanks for being patient, Bobby. Stecklenberger, Morales, Martina, Klassen, Vlasic, Luckman and Calvert-Lewin as well. So they're the subs on the bench tonight. Bobby, make your point. Welcome to the show.
A couple of points. Like that. I don't like that side. What I'd say is I find it, Aussie, really bizarre that you spend £45 million quid on someone and virtually pay him as a left winger. I find it really odd. And the only way around that is, and he found out that on Saturday, very, very bluntly, with 12 minutes to go, he would have been in a precarious position, Koeman, on Monday, if that would have ended up at 1-0. And that's down to balance and team selection. Now, you'd have one, he's got about 20 number 10s, you play one, and you paid a £45 million fella in the number 10 position, otherwise you go with two forwards. I think we're accommodating Rooney continually, and it'll be tonight where it might look 4-4-3, but you'll have Sigurdsson out wide. And I mean, David Klassen, why would you buy an almost attacking midfield number 10 and then say, "Ah, lad, will you go on the right-hand side?" And then he crowds on his back because he's not whipping balls and not involved. I find it totally unbalanced. And I personally would have played Luckman on the left tonight and give the kid a go. Give it a bit of balance, bang, bang, bang. There's no balance there at all. And I'm not concerned about tonight, but it'll be very interesting with the team selection on IE Saturday, whether he learns by his mistakes from last Saturday in the past 5 or 6 weeks, because he doesn't seem to be learning where I'm sitting.
No, well, I think you make some good points. I mean, I was, you know, watching the games last few weeks, and as you said, it wasn't until we sort of fell upon the diamond.
Do you think he's got it in him, Ozzy, to have that conversation with Rooney?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he seems no nonsense. You know, he doesn't care who he offends. He wants to get the job done, and he wants to be successful, does Koeman. So I don't think that'll be an issue. It's just, you know, at the moment we're lacking a striker. We're lacking that guy. So I think he's trying to get as many in the team as possible. But, you know, as you just mentioned, I do feel that we fell upon a team in the last 20 minutes against Bournemouth, and I would be surprised if that team didn't start at the weekend. But, you know, he's obviously mixed.
Do you think he'll go with Rooney ahead on the ass on Saturday? Sunday?
No, I think the ass will play Sunday. I do think that he will play the team that finished the game against Bournemouth last week. I think that'll be his team on Sunday. So I think, you know, to give Wayne the game tonight and to give others the game tonight in a game we must win. We'd expect to win. You know, I can certainly see us thinking tonight.
But
anyway,
besides them front two, do you not think he lacks balance down the left hand side with natural width? And I'd be looking at Luckman to say, okay, there's a run. Go with it. I don't get it. I mean, I know Kevin Morales sipped shelled a couple of years ago. I haven't seen the lad have a good game for about 2 or 3 years. But what I'd say is, certainly with Luckman, I'd be putting him in there instead of putting someone. It must be so easy to defend against the central midfielder who's playing out wide. Every team's got our number.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've watched quite a few games where, you know, on paper we look like we'll be a good team, but as you say, we're all running into central positions. Against Spurs especially, they filled the middle of the park and we just ran into them. We've lacked a real width all season, and we got away with that last year because Lukaku was such a brute of a man up front that he really stretched teams. So we had space in the middle because teams had to drop deep, whereas we haven't got that this year. We haven't got that threat over the top, that threat that makes defenders drop deep and go, "Oh, I'm scared of you." So there's less space in the middle. So because of that, we now need to add width. So it's been a big ask on our fullbacks, on Leighton Baines and whoever he's had playing on the right to give the width. And because they've been trying their best to give the width in advanced positions. We've then been suffering on the counter-attack in the spaces where they leave, and it all comes down to lacking the balance, as you said.
You've got to look at the transfer strategy. I mean, Mr. Walsh must have been pulling up every Monday in his car and saying, you're never going to guess, lads, I found the number 10 for you. and, you know, after four or five times, it gets a bit boring, doesn't it? I mean, Vlasic is a number 10, he's got Sigurdsson who's a number 10, he's got Barkley there who's a number 10, he's got Rooney who's a number 10. It's just, and then to go, you know what, I think we forgot we needed someone down the left of midfield with a bit of pace. It's an aptitude to the point where, you know, unfortunately, he could pay in the long run for his job for it, depending on what state they're in January. But I don't know where Steve Walsh fits into the equation of, I mean, man, in your transfer strategy wouldn't have stretched that far, would it, you know?
Bobby, you sound a frustrated man tonight ahead of this game.
The thing is, the main... Which is the worry, you know, you're right, we're bringing in these number 10s, and the ones I didn't recognise the name at first, like Vlasic, you're expecting a striker, and the big concern is the fact that was a glaring thing as soon as we let Lukaku go in, and it's the main position we need. We needed to bring three number 9s in to replace Lukaku.
I think the frustrating part is it was there Saturday, and the stick that Danny Klassen was getting, and what I'm saying is, people are giving him stick, and the lad's more or less playing as a right winger who's never probably played there. It's bad enough getting used to English football.
Yeah.
But the mind boggles. I don't think Liverpool would have bought, for example, you know, Salah and played him as a left back, because that's effectively what they're doing, is just playing people continually out of position.
To
be fair, Klassen had, I mean, what have we played now? About 14 games. Klassen did play seven or eight games in the number 10 position and hasn't quite got up to speed yet, I've got to be honest. So maybe it will take him a little bit longer. Sometimes it does when you come from other leagues.
Yeah.
But he did have a run in his position. And now I think Koeman's trying to give him game time and trying to find a place where he can play. And obviously it hasn't happened yet.
He played in a front three, to be fair, not a number 10 position, as they are now tonight with Sigurdsson, who used to play with Ayi Lorente or at Swansea as a two and play off him, dissimilar to Barkley and Lukaku. So that one of them are getting pushed right out wide. I don't know.
Bobby, there's a lot on your mind. Thank you very much. Do you want us to send Ozzy round later? What's the score going to be tonight?
My pants are 3-0.
After all that,
Bobby, what do you think about the Christmas Eve scenario, mate? What do you think?
I think it's a step too far, John. I mean, okay, you know, if you've got kids or whatever, if you want to go do, I mean, last New Year's Eve, I'm a blue, but last New Year's Eve, there must have been some women with gobs on them when these fellas were out. So you've got to give them a bit of leeway, do you know what I mean?
You Bobby would have a good moan about that. No,
yeah.
Bob, thanks
good
very
lad.
Much indeed.
Good lad.
Tom, he's got a lot on his mind.
Poor not off.
Poor Mrs. Bobby. She'll be getting it for the next hour. Right, shall we have a little go at this? Pens.
Or the pens.
Were you ever any good at penalties?
I've done this one, yeah.
Oh, hopeless at penalties.
Were you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Run up and just smash it or place it? Bit of homework?
Run up and probably stumble on the way to the ball.
How many did you take?
Well, I made my debut in about my third game as a sub. Oh. I came on away at Middlesbrough for the last 10 minutes of extra time, and Moisey said I could take a penalty, and I missed, and we lost 5-4. And we got knocked out the cup, and I was pretty much scarred for life after that.
Not that you remember it or anything.
That was the only one, was it?
The only one. That was a long bus ride back that night, let me tell you.
That's a great start.
I don't think I played. I've done play for about 18 months after that.
Right, it's dead easy. You get 3 pence each, red versus blue. And tonight's clips are from which film, Dave Downey? Oh, he's disappeared. Is it Star Wars? Oh, right. Okay, you've got to tell us the film, which they're from, the correct or the wrong answers. So let me put some numbers next to questions.
Yeah, obviously, go first.
What do you need to do?
There we go. Just choose a number. So it doesn't mean you get an Everton question. Number one, right, Liverpool conceded a game against Lokomotiv Moscow on Tuesday. How many clean sheets have they kept so far this season in all competitions? You're looking blank. You can have a guess.
Four.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be many, but...
You could ask yourself questions.
It's only one, wasn't it?
It's only one.
Well, do you? Punk.
What was that a clip from? Couldn't hear it. Here we go. What's this?
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
Oh, Dirty Harry.
You, punk.
Yeah, brilliant, mate.
You should
like
get
that.
A bonus point for that. It should be Aussie.
Come on.
Brilliant.
The answer was actually two. They've only kept two clean sheets.
Oh,
so it's a miss.
I can't believe I give Liverpool credit there.
John, go on. What are you going for?
Six.
Number six. Arsenal are in Europa League action tonight, and they've actually won, haven't they? It's 3-1.
It's half-time, Steve.
Oh, is it half-time? Looks like a full-time score, that. 3-1 at the moment in that game. But they're playing Bartek Borisov. Who did they beat in a first leg, a controversial first leg,
what?
A fortnight ago? So who did they play first?
I was in Portugal that night, and it certainly wasn't much football, mate.
Do you not remember all the fans congregated in London?
No, I don't know.
No?
No, I don't know, mate.
You can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs.
Go on, give us that film. No?
No.
You can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs.
Sounds like Jack Nicholson, doesn't it?
Batman.
Yeah. Batman?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson in Batman. Look at
I've
you
got,
two.
I've got the voice right.
You're rubbish at football, but you're great at film.
Cologne, it was. Cologne.
It was Cologne, yeah. That's absolutely right.
Am I supposed to answer his questions as well?
No, you've missed two. You've missed a penalty each. Right, Ozzy, what do you want now?
Number four.
Right, okay. Everton taking on Apoel Limassol in the Europa League. What was the result when they, Apoel Limassol, met Lyon in the competition a fortnight ago?
Oh, right.
Not been doing your homework, have you, boys?
Not on that game, no. 3-0.
Did you say 3-0?
I did.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Do you know what that's from?
That's from Game of Thrones.
That's unbelievable, this, isn't
it? Sitting home all day watching films.
You're wasting too much.
I could probably tell you what season and episode that was.
Go on, John, have a go.
You've number
got
two.
2, 3, and 5. 2. Romelu Lukaku scored his 10th competitive goal in just 9 games for Man United last night. He's good, isn't he? But how many of those have come in the Premier League? Oh. How many do you think he's scored in the Premier League so far?
5.
Has he had a hat trick? What did you say?
5.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Oh.
I know
that one. You can't handle the truth.
It was wrong, by the way.
Oh, was it? I thought you had
it. No, the answer was 6, but what film was that from?
I don't know.
A Few Good Men. How good are films? Do I not get any points for this?
Film 2017 with Leon Osman.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, we've got 2 questions left. Ozzy, where are you going?
What number did he do then?
You've got 3 and 5.
Left,
5.
All right. Please. Harry Kane scored another hat-trick for Spurs this week. But who was the last team Spurs sent him on loan to? Ooh. Millwall, Leicester, or Norwich?
Leicester.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Excellent. Yes. My favourite film there. What was that from?
Gladiator.
How come you got 3 chances there?
Dave, the blue, the producer, did the questions.
Well done, Dave.
Right, you can level with him, John.
Random pitch.
This has gone on far too long.
Okay.
Chelsea won with a last gasp winner against Atletico Madrid last night. But who are the only team to have beaten them this season in all competitions apart from Burnley?
Beaten who? Hold on.
Real Madrid.
Oh.
No, Chelsea.
Oh, they're beating the League Cup, didn't they?
Apart from Burnley, who else have they lost to?
Is it the Caribou Cup, wasn't it?
Do you know the answer to this, Ozzy?
No.
Do you know? European champions?
Madrid?
Yeah, they lost to Real Madrid in the Super Cup, didn't they?
Ah, oh, come on, the Super Cup.
It's a grand old team. Super
you say Chelsea? Oh. Chelsea didn't bring it on. I was in Portugal then as well.
It goes on way too long, this competition. Sorry about that.
That was a disaster. Anyway, I'll let you win there, mate, because I know you're struggling on pens.
Thanks, mate.
You are great with TV. That's all I can say.
That was quality. You deserve to win for getting all them films, I tell you.
Right, 7 minutes past 7. We'll take more of your calls next on the Radio City Legends with 188BET.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188BET. Pre-match, in-play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
Our Merseyside legends. Call now. 0151 472 0967. Red and blue. Banter and debate. The Legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
12 minutes past seven. I'm Steve Hoversall, John Aldridge and Leon Osman in. I've got an apology to issue on behalf of our producer, Dave Downey, who wrote down the wrong answer on the question.
It was the wrong question. No one knew it through me.
So the question was, Chelsea won with a last gasp winner against Atletico last night. But who are the only team to have beaten them this season in all competitions? But it actually should have been Manchester. The question didn't make any sense whatsoever.
It was Man United.
Yeah,
got beaten in the Super Cup.
So John says he would have got that. So he
ultimately the referee blew his whistle and I won. So you can't change that now.
To be fair, it's a draw, but I've got to give it Ozzy because he was so good on them film questions. He deserves the win on that.
It's proper film buff,
honestly,
isn't he?
Liverpool trying to find problems after years of lost. Honestly,
so what? It's funny about Liverpool. You know, we've lost heavily at Man City, which you know they're sending off. But you know, going off the subject and trying to get you away from all the problems here, Steve. We've drew four games: Watford, Seville, Burnley, and Moscow. And every game has felt like a defeat because of the manner we've threw the results away.
And been reacted to by the fans like a defeat, hasn't it? Let's get another fan on. It's the Radio City Legends for 188 Pet. Going to talk with Tom now. He's over in the Wirral. Evening, Tom.
Hi. Yes, I'd just like to ask John.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, John. Have you any idea, John, why he doesn't play Andy Robinson at left back? Is he got a little niggling injury, or has he fallen out with him?
No. I don't think so. He played against Burnley, didn't he?
Well, apparently, I didn't see the game because I don't have Sky Sport. I used to listen to it avidly on when you were on the, when you used to do the commentaries.
I think what maybe Jürgen's done is when he came out and said Mourinho's back in his plans and he's done well in pre-season, I think he's tried to stick by that. In many ways, Robinson's played a couple of three games and he's done particularly well. I think he's done well in the games. And for some reason, he's sticking by his word, what he said, Mourinho. Now, for me, if you ask me which one of them two I'd play at left back, it'd be Robinson all day long. But the manager has got belief and trust Mourinho, and he seems to be playing him more so than Robinson. Maybe that might change, in the coming months. We'll have to just wait and see, Tom.
Cuts off his nose, isn't it?
I don't know, could be.
Everybody sees that he Mourinho was an accident waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He started the rot in that final in the UEFA Cup. He gave that penalty. He fouled that bloke twice. He fouled him once. He got up and then he fouled him again.
Yeah, he did have a good pre-season. He's come back. He's done all right. Going forward, he does well. But, I think a lot of fans see, young Mourinho. He's a lovely lad. As what you said, his concentration levels aren't great. When I've watched Robinson, I've been impressed with him. Going forward, he's as good, if not better, than Mourinho. I think defensively, he gets in, he tucks in. He looks along the line. He's more verbal than young Mourinho. I think in the coming months and seasons, he will forge ahead of Mourinho.
How has Mourinho played this year? Because he's come ahead of Milner, who became the first choice last year and was probably arguably one of your best players.
And
this guy couldn't get a game, and now he's getting a game ahead of Milner and ahead of a million pound signing.
I agree. He played particularly well against Bayern Munich in pre-season. Now Bayern Munich are struggling, and we beat them comfortably, and whatever happened, he played one game, and all of a sudden the manager sort of changed his mind on him, going to give him a chance. He's done well in pre-season, and he's tried to stick with him to give the lad confidence, maybe to try and make him into a player, which perhaps he might not be. I don't know, but it is fairly strange. But he's stuck by him. Robinson's come in a few games and done well, maybe to give him a little bit of respite. But at this moment in time, you have to say he's put Mourinho as the number one. He actually said about Milner, he now is a midfield player,
right?
Centre midfield player, didn't he? He said that, got Mourinho there, which releases Milner into like a squad player in midfield, and that's the way Jürgen sees it. Which is a little bit strange, you have to say.
Yeah, it's strange to say that when he was there last year, so Milner could have been in playing midfield, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
But, Robinson's done great. I think he's great going forward. Yep. I think he said when he first came in, Klopp, that he needs a bit of work defensively, 1v1s, and it might take him a little bit of time to teach him that. So maybe maybe Tom, that's what he's doing. He's still working on him defensively.
I think again, Moreno needs work one v ones all day long. You know, because defensively, we all know what we see. He didn't do bad the other night. You know, you can't knock him. He did okay, but you know, they were just sitting back. You know, there wasn't an awful lot to defend against, to be quite honest.
Clearly, Klopp isn't a manager who gives up on players, is he? Because we've seen Clavin, Karius, yeah. Moreno.
Good point.
He's stuck with players that actually fans have
given. But sometimes you have to draw the line. You know, you have to draw the line.
No, leave him. Leave him. He's fine. Keep sticking with them players.
No, I applaud managers who try to give the players confidence. But there comes a time you have to say, well, look, enough's enough here. You know, I've given you more than two or three opportunities. It's not happening. You know, back of the queue. End of story.
Can we just quickly add, I don't know why Klopp has stuck with Sturridge as well, because as good a player as he is, he's never going to be fit, is he?
Well, I think he's still rusty, isn't he? You know, he's come back, and some games he looks, you know, really, his movement's really good. He come on at Leicester. He's not the goal threat that he once was. He needs managing. We spoke about this on Monday night, and the manager's managing him well. In the fact that he doesn't want him to get injured. He's trying to keep him on the pitch, whether that's as a squad player, which seems to be at this present moment in time, or whatever. But what we're seeing, it's scrappy, it's busy. He come on in the week and should have had a couple of goals. Yeah. The normal Daniel Sturridge wouldn't have snatched at them chances. Bang, back at the net. Perhaps he's just a little bit ring-rusty because he's not playing game in, game out.
Yeah, you're talking about top class players like Sturridge. Managers want them. They're few and far between. The game changes. And I know he's not fit that often. And I know he needs a bit of more sharpness while he's fit to get up to full speed. But to buy a Daniel Sturridge in the current market, you're talking 60 million plus, easy.
At his best, yeah.
And you've got one up there and you just need to work on him, wrap him in cotton wool. So I can see why he's sticking with
him. I think it's a bit of an enigma because, you know, do you play him every game? Because he'll score more goals than Firmino, but you know he's going to get injured. So the manager's thinking, I can't do that. So I'm just going to have to manage him and bit part play him, which he is, but he's still not getting back to his best, which he might not be. But he's still a little bit rusty because he can't play him game in, game out. You know, but for me, you know, again, we're going about centre forwards. I'd have Manny up there all day long.
Good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
Good
night. Hello, Tom.
Let's get a blue caller on. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. We've got Andy up next. Andy, what do you make of the team selection tonight?
I don't think it's a bad one at all, to be honest with you, boys. Hiya, Ozzy.
Hiya, Andy.
Hiya, John. Listen,
hello,
John.
Man.
You've got no sweat on your, what is it, the movie show kid. Ozzy has Ozzy been out since he actually played left the football?
I just said to these off air, I'm golfing in the day.
Barry Norman, you aren't, John.
I'm golfing in the day. I'm watching TV. All
he's
night.
A pro golfer now, I'm telling you what.
Ozzy sponsored by DFS. Yeah, it's just a quick one, boys. It's just a quick one just to say about the team tonight. I'm a little bit disappointed in the whole setup of the last few weeks. As probably most Evertonians are, Ozzy. I don't think they've done what we thought we were going to do. And I think Mr. Niasse must feel absolutely pushed out because I can't understand why on earth he's not given a chance. And he never was from the day one, was he?
No, he wasn't. And, you know, Ronald Koeman came in and made a decision on the whole of his squad, I think, within the first month of watching them. And obviously those that he didn't like, he moved on or moved to the back. You know, if he couldn't move them on, they went into the background. And obviously, it's difficult. He felt he made the right decision in who he kept and who he asked to move on. But, you know, managers don't always get it right. And a credit to Umar Niasse, he's got his head down. He's been on loan. He's come back.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
now
he's done a bit, hasn't he? Yeah.
Now you're probably seeing his first name on the team sheet next week. And
it's sad, isn't it? I just can't understand. What's your honest opinion of Mozzie? Do you think, and obviously John being a fine goal scorer he was,
I haven't really seen a lot of him, you know, and obviously I've seen him come on against Liverpool for Hull and he took his role really well. And I don't know, it's hard for me to say as a little bit of an outsider, but as I said before, you do need goals to give you the confidence, you know, and he can express himself a little bit more, whereas if you're not scoring, you're not getting a chance, you snatch your opportunities. But he's got a couple of goals now. Next time he gets a chance, there won't be as much of a problem. He might just go bang back at the net and you might just see a better player develop, you know, because he's only young as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big lad as well, isn't he?
Yeah, and when you know, what I like about him is he chased the ball into the corner and he got it up, laid it off and didn't hang around like you see a lot of players do want it back. He sprinted for the back post. He sprinted to get in the box and if Nkase Ennaton knocked down. And to be honest, with all the talent we've got, that's something we haven't got in someone who's going to be playing on the shoulder of players, someone who's going to, when the ball flashes across the face of the box, someone who's going to stick the leg out. And, you know, if he's going to do that for us and he's going to score them goals, then I don't even care if he doesn't touch it that often in the game, as long as he's putting the ball in the back
it's
of the net.
It's worth ethics alone, isn't it, Ozzy? It's just one of those. You need someone most definitely up front. We definitely didn't cover for them in the summer break, did we? With the car keep going. And I just can't understand. I know the other fella, the little Spanish guy. You don't get many tall fellas, do you? I don't think Sandro's going to be the answer. I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But we need a big, big sapping lad up front. And I know Aldo won't swap parks now. It's too late in the day.
Andy, give us a score for tonight.
Take it easy. God bless you guys.
Andy,
take
before
care.
You go, yeah. Are Everton going to win?
Sorry, it's going to be 3-1.
3-1. So both predictions recommending three goals for the Blues. Let's get one more call in tonight. Dave in the city centre wants to talk Liverpool. Evening, Dave.
Hi, folks. How is everybody?
Hello, Dave.
Hiya, Dave.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about, there's been a lot of talk recently about Liverpool need to be more clinical in front of goal and they need a 20-goal-a-season striker.
Yep.
All these same pundits were the ones who were saying last year that Daniel Sturridge is a 20-goal-a-season striker and is a lethal finisher. Is the, you know, the answer to our problem staring us in the face, is he sitting on the bench every week?
I'm not sure. I can't... the thing is that Daniel, as I said before, he won't play every game, so he won't get 20 goals a season. He's getting managed by the manager now to keep him available for the squad. So I think that's out the equation. 20 goals a season player, we are talking on Monday night. There's only one for me at the club. That would be Manny. I'm looking, if you're going to play a centre forward, Firmino does a great job in there. Not natural, but he'll get like 12, 14, 15 goals a season. Salah, yeah, same. But for me, if you put Manny down the middle, he'll cause massive problems for defenders.
The Liverpool's problem is that you play such a way, you're so dynamic, you're so energetic in the way you counter-attack, and it's all action that it's tough to find someone around the country that fits in with that. I mean, everyone would bite your hand off at Aguero, of course, but he doesn't fit into Liverpool's. He wouldn't chase round and he wouldn't do it the way Liverpool would.
All the build-up play is so good at times. You just need like an 18-yard player, a box player. You know, your Fowlers, your Rushes, your Michael Owens, your whatever. You put loads. You need someone, because some of the chances we have,
Niasses.
Some of the chances we're missing are all around the 6-yard box. You just win a clinical striker that go bang, bang, bang. You know, there's so many times these games that we withdrew. You know, in particular, the four games could have been won if we'd have had one of those strikers, you know, a spearhead in the attack.
Dave, we've got to go, but we'll get you back on next week. We've got to.
All right, Dave. See you next Monday, mate.
Thank you very much indeed. I know you've enjoyed the show, Ozzy. Just as a tiebreaker, we have two more films which have been used. John, get your headphones back on.
Films, I've got no chance.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to answer these just because you've
got Barry Norman's son next to me.
We've got the number 2 and 4, which we haven't used. So what would you like to go for, Ozzy?
2.
Okay.
Never tell me the odds.
Oh, that's Star Wars.
Oh, come on, this is a setup.
Do you have
this
to say which one it is?
That's number...
Never tell me the odds.
Don't never tell me the odds. He says kid after that. Never tell me the odds. I think it's number 1.
John, you should get this. John, you should get this. Come on.
Mickey loves you. Mickey loves you.
Batman.
Rocky.
Mickey loves.
Oh, Mickey!
100%!
I've seen that for
come
loads.
Come on, I'll
do you know
on.
What?
You need more time,
Ozzy,
on your
different
sofa.
Different class, Aldo. I tell you what.
Boys, thank you very much indeed. Aldo Ozzy, super stuff. The Radio City Legends back on Monday night. See you tomorrow morning on Radio City Talk from 7 a.m. I'll see you then.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.